What I'm about to read to you guys is a letter of advice from the younger, older Sude, which was who I was when I wrote this, to the older, newer Sude, which who I am right now, and who I will be in future. The most beloved, the most treasured one to me, remember that I have never cherished anyone as much as I have cherished you, and I have never been proud of anyone as much as I am proud of the image and perception I have of you. You are the sunshine I wake up to every morning to say hello to a world of hatred and challenge, and farewell the peaceful, harmless world of dream. And you are that magic drug that heals my living every time life breaks my legs and cuts my heart and then drowns the wounded me into a heavily salted sea. You are the one who gives me a reason to be and to enjoy being me. I will never be able to meet you in person, as your existence cannot be realized without my extinction. For that, I encode my thoughts and feelings into substances that last longer than any human life, so that their long enough life can help me reach you and the versions of us that come after you, which are again you, but also me, and the versions of us, if we ever get the chance to spread our genes, which are no more us, but are our next generations. In few years from now, time will divide us so far that I will become a dot, a stranger to you, who you may from time to time visualize and smile at, but will never think of her as you. However, remember, though I am very distant from you in time, I am closer than near to you in place, as I am not with you, but I am in you. Anytime you find yourself the loneliest spirit on the planet, do not think of me as a stranger that shaped your past, but think of me as a caring spirit that is there to give you a genuine hug, a compassionate ear that is there to listen to every single one of your tears, a genuine friend that willingly wants to be a caring shoulder for you to lean on, and a selfless eye who wants to be your beloved friend so that you would never feel lonely. Recall, I may be far from you in time, but I am always with you and in you, and for that you can never be lonely. As the one who loved you more than she loved herself might have left herself, but will never heart to part from you. They say, as you get older, you get wiser. And though I'm not as wise as my previous versions, I hope you're wiser than me. But they also say, to secure a wealthy future, one must learn from her past. For that, I have scripted you in 131 pages, 29 essays and stories on our 29 older versions, plus a story of my life, and a final story that tells you how we all envisioned you to be, and why every time we visualized you, we graciously smiled, not at you, but at our hideous life without whom you could never step out of our imagination into reality. Apart from our stories, I've also embedded here within this golden letter withholding a golden advice. Anytime you feel life has become too tough to be defeated, visualize back that homeless man who froze to death next to a public hospital. Remember how you chose to blame him for his destiny and not his tough life? No challenge is a good enough excuse for giving up. You owe it to our next versions and generations to stand up with head up high and to fight back challenges in life with all you've got. You have no say on the number of our upcoming versions and generations, but you are the holder of them, and you dictate their quality just as I dictated yours. One last note worth of your time, and I'm done living. Anytime you choose to remember me as a shadow of your past and not as a part of your present, don't remember the sad side of me. Remember the hopeful part of me, and praise me for who I was, so that you can excel thinking that you owe it to me, and not to degenerate, assuming that me or those around me did not do you a justice, and for that, you're doomed to fail. May our Creator bless us with health, wealth, happiness, and success, and keep us untouched by any shades of black or gray. May jealousy never land in our land, and may revenge never become an agenda in our list. First, enjoy being you. Next, don't cease to exist unless you have made me, the past versions of us, and the future ones proud. Peace, health, wealth, success, and happiness. Suda the younger. I'm still wise enough to only advise myself. This is the introduction of my book 30.5. I hope as much as I've learned from it, you have also learned something from it. Enjoy being you. And remember, it's always too early to give up, but it's never too late to dream. Happy, healthy, wealthy, and successful 2010.